The following paragraph contains information about the Gerald Plantation. John Fitzgerald was the owner of a cotton plantation in Georgia. John Fitzgerald used slave labor to run his farm, then later on he used steam machines to work on his farm. Nothing entirely important happened at this site, but it was one of a 500,000 cotton farms in the South and produced quite a large amount of cotton compared to most cotton farms in the South. The site is where our slave would start their journey to Canada or the Northern States. This plantation is located in a city named Juliet, Georgia. I think that the Gerald's, like most plantation owners, saw color as a bad thing and thought that people of color should be treated worse than people like themselves. The Gerald's farmed on the plantation for around 140 years, which meant they farmed from 1744 to 1884. Note that not all 140 years they used slave labor. The Mansfield Plantation is a very interesting plantation. Here's why. The Mansfield Plantation was owned and run by the Parkers in antebellum times. There were not really any important people who lived there besides the fact that slaves lived at the Mansfield Plantation. One thing is that this side was the largest producing rice plantation in the whole country, which is something big. The part of slave journey would probably be the start of a slave's journey and the travel to Canada or the Northern States. The Mansfield Plantation is located in Georgetown, South Carolina. The Mansfield Plantation was definitely not a safe house for the fact that slavery was going on every day in the Mansfield Plantation. I think that the Parkers made the choices they did because they wanted to be the biggest plantation at the time slavery was being used, so why not use it at this time period? The slaves probably did not just trust the Parkers one bit because they are forcing the slaves to work without pay. All the events just described happened around 1718 to the late 1800s. Remember, not all the time the plantation was running did they use slavery. This really isn't a necessary part of the presentation, but the Mansfield Plantation was turned into a better breakfast. Lots of interesting people lived at this site, at the Orson Plantation. I am not going to name all of the people who lived at the Orson Plantation, but there is one specific former Civil War officer and architect named Kenneth Mackenzie Murchison. Nothing entirely important happened at the Orson Plantation, but it was restored multiple times by different people at different time periods. This is most likely the place where a slave would start their journey on the road to Canada or the Northern States. It is located at 9149 Orton Road, North Carolina. I think, like all the other plantation owners, they did not like color and thought that people of color should be treated poorly compared to the owners of the plantation. The slaves probably did not trust the owners of the plantation because they were forcing the slaves to work unwillingly. All the events just described happened around 1738 and the Emancipation Proclamation. The Robert E. Lee Arlington House. The Robert E. Lee Mansion has a lot of history to it. Here are some interesting facts about the mansion. There is one specific important person who lived at the Arlington Mansion. He is Robert E. Lee, a former general for the Union in the Civil War. Nothing entirely important happened at the Arlington House other than it was restored multiple times by the same person. I guess you could say that the Arlington Mansion is by the Civil War Memorial and President John F. Kennedy's gravestone. The Arlington House is located in Arlington, Virginia. This house almost has no history about helping slaves besides that he fought for slaves' rights. I think that Robert E. Lee risked his life to help the slaves because he thought that slavery was a bad thing and wanted to put a stop to it. The events just described happened between 1831 and 1864. The David Ruggles House. The David Ruggles House was a historic site and stop in a slave's journey. Some of the interesting people who lived and passed through this site include David Ruggles and Frederick Douglass. One of the historical things is that David Ruggles was smuggle bounty hunters that came by his house so the slaves would have an easier road to Canada or the Northern States. The site is located really close to the end of a slave's journey to Canada. The address for David Ruggles' home is 225 Nantucket Street, Massachusetts. This site was definitely a safe house along the way because David Ruggles is known for helping slaves get to freedom. Directions. Start by going on to Highway 23. Drive until you reach McDonough Street and turn into Interstate 20. Drive until you reach Florence Street. Drive down Florence Street until you get to Conway. Turn down Conway, and the Mansfield Plantation will be on that road. First, take a left at the end of Conway, then drive down Highway 17. Drive until you reach a supply street. Then turn down to St. James Street. At the end of St. James Street, take a left and drive a little bit. You have now reached Orson Plantation. Go onto Interstate 40, then turn right onto Interstate 95. After that, drive onto Interstate 395. You are now at the Robert E. Lee House. First, go onto Interstate 95, and then take a left on Haven. Go onto Interstate 91 until you reach the David Ruggles Center. You have now completed the journey of a slave. This also costs quite a bit of money. This costs around $429.